Yeah, the only other thing is that I made a rookie mistake yesterday. Jason and I went out for our long run, and I wore a new pair of shoes. And
Did you have the correct shirt on?
I did have I had a correct shirt on.
Okay.
But
that's always big.
I guess my hubris finally caught up with me. I felt a little tweak yesterday, but waking up this morning, I think I felt okay.
Where did you feel that little
tweak? In my groin. It was in my groin.
Sure you want to go with little tweak?
I felt my groin yesterday. But hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show joining you before the Woodlake Estates Group Run. Mark, it is dark and cold out here because Jason is making us do it.
I'm sitting in this warm vehicle while y'all out there in the cold.
I know.
Yeah, it actually feels like pretty good. It's not that bad.
Sounds like you hate it. All right. Well, we are here, and it is Louisiana Marathon Hype Week, and got a lot of Facebook feedback. Hopefully, we get into some good discussion about that, and we got a little bit of our own content here. Other race news coming up. We have Mardi Gras Mambo, I believe, is now 3 weeks out since Louisiana Marathon is 1 week out. And then after that, Shamrock Run registration has opened up, and we have a Tangi Running Club team set up for that. So go ahead and get you signed up for the Shamrock Run. And then we'll talk about some things going on for Louisiana Marathon next week. But I think that's all the race news I got. Until the spring races start popping up.
I think I have one in Holden, I saw.
Oh, yeah. That'll be April the 6th. Rachel Nettles posted that there is a Holden Rockets something or other 5K. And some good discussion about that on the Facebook group. I said that I don't mind running as long as her husband, Scott, doesn't beat me. But she said she couldn't make any promises. So I don't know if I'll be out there. No, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. In early April. So, Mark, you got global news?
Not really, just a couple of little
items. North American?
Yeah. Y'all do Strava, right?
Yeah, we do Strava. They did their year-end.
Yeah, the year-end deal. And what year were you born in?
1980.
Okay, so you always talk about how I'm the old guy. We bracket the same generation. Generation X.
Right, yeah, I'm on the very...
1965 to 1980.
Right.
I was born in 65. You were born in 80. So we're in the same generation. So I don't want to hear no more old man crap. But we were the, we shone well on Strava. Yeah. So I thought that was good. And the only other thing, we've helped this young lady apparently.
Okay.
Over the next 2 days. Two of my favorite people, Elvis and my brother Jason, will be celebrating birthdays. But this week, Taylor Swift surpassed Elvis for the artist with the most weeks spent at number one on the Billboard charts.
And it's no coincidence. After she was mentioned,
you know, three or four weeks we have mentioned her in a row, and here she does this. Bittersweet for me. You know, I'm a big Elvis fan. But to know that we helped this young lady.
Push her over the edge.
Yeah, to really give her career a boost.
A lot of our listeners, a lot of our tens of twelves of listeners, had no idea who Taylor Swift was before listening to this podcast.
And apparently they found out and pushed her over the top. So congratulations to her.
Congratulations to listeners.
Our listeners went out and bought her new CD.
Evidently. I hate that happened because, you know, I'm a big Elvis fan, but... You can't stop, you know.
I think Jason was making an age-related joke there, calling it a CD. You were too old to even catch that.
I got a lot of her stuff on 8-track.
She was probably born after the 8-track.
I'm sure she was.
All right. Well, as we said.
Anyway, that's what I got this week. But an early happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And how are you age grouping up this year, Jay?
I don't even know what age groups are. I'm going to be 47, so I don't know where that puts.
Oh, me. No, you won't be age group, no.
Would that be,
and we're all in the same generation, so no more old guy stuff, Jay. You know? Okay.
Yeah, you can count on that.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't happen.
All right, well, in addition to our coverage of the Louisiana Marathon, we have some, Mark, you want to cue it up?
Facebook feedback.
All right, well, this week we asked on the TNG Running Club page about how people were feeling about Louisiana Marathon coming up. And we saw this guy out there yesterday morning at the long run, Jay. Artie Johnston says, ready for a break from
long runs. I don't do Facebook feedback anymore. You taking over that segment too?
I didn't know if you could read it on your phone while we were recording.
Oh, yeah. I got it pulled up right here. I mean,
okay,
you trying to cut me completely out? It's the only segment I got.
You go ahead with it. I didn't know you could read the screen there while you were also on this call.
Oh, yeah. All right. Artie said, ready for a break from long runs. I'm certainly not well prepared for this year's Louisiana Marathon. Nonetheless, it will be a great race by Fresh Junkies.
Yeah, he seemed to be excited yesterday morning about being done with the whole deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tiffany Landrino?
Yeah.
Don't feel ready at all. Stressed out that I didn't do enough long runs. I tried a new training plan and not sure about it now.
Yeah, I think Tiffany's going to be fine, though.
I'm the same way. I mean, there was replies to it, and a lot of it was, you know, you got a good base, and it's not, you know, she didn't maybe do the long runs that I think you and her were talking about. I think her longest was a 20 or something, maybe 120.
Yeah, that's about all I had, too, so.
Yeah, and so y'all discussed that for a little while, but I think she's going to be fine. Amy Taylor said in reply to Tiffany, you have a very strong base. You'll probably benefit more from not having the wear and tear all those long runs. You'll be fine. Focus on fueling, smooth and efficient running, and it just becomes mental. You got this. It sounds a lot like Fresh Legs to me, but you know, yeah. Some people try to say it different, but that's, you know,
a lot of people following that philosophy now.
Yeah, I think it's starting to catch on, but you know, Sharina Eldridge, just doing the quarter marathon and already dreading getting up so early and having to run in the cold. So what's the weather looking like?
Well, I didn't look today, but
cold.
I know the day before
it's going to be 30.
It said that it was going to be 50 at race start. But when I looked at it yesterday, it said that it was going to be 28, 29 leading up to race start.
I saw 30.
Possibly 30.
Oh, so I'm probably not going to spectate, Jay.
Yeah. You look, I told Jeremy yesterday that me and Lindsay had talked about coming out there and watching, maybe riding our bike to a couple different places along the, you know, around the lakes or something. I don't think she's going to want to come out there for that. And I'm not sure I'm going to want to come out there for that.
All right. Well, we definitely appreciate that support.
Look, but more than likely I'll be out there, but I don't think Lindsay's going to make it. I don't know.
I was a little disappointed when I saw that it dropped that much.
Yeah, that's tough. Danielle Wilkinson, preparing for a super cold quarter marathon run like last year, but I'm excited. I'm thinking I'll PR my 10K. So that was cool to hear.
People are either going to PR or freeze to death.
Right.
Hey, it's possible to do both.
Yeah,
you can PR and then freeze.
Right, sure. We had a listener get hypothermia when they were in the first place in a marathon. You know?
Right, back out. Yeah. Mark Trinadovich said, mention some layering tips for race morning to help manage the cold temps.
Yeah, I plan to do that later in the week on the Tangy Running Club page, because within my own heart, I'm hoping that the forecast changes.
Yeah, I'm hoping so myself. Matthew Foster, I am cautiously optimistic, just going to have fun with it, but I do not think I'll be able to sleep the night before. Which is understandable, you know.
Yeah,
nerves.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
If you want a tip on that, make sure you sleep very well two nights before. because the night before, you're not going to sleep much at all, especially before a first one.
He also said it's only a few, in parentheses, 5Ks back to back.
Yeah, and I made the mistake of mentioning to him how many that actually
is. 8.4.
8.44 5Ks right back to back.
Nothing to it.
Yeah.
Look, look, anything is possible. Right. That's my contribution to this.
Chattanooga, I was on track until I got COVID. I'll get some miles in this week, but mostly rolling with the fresh leg strategy. So two mentions of fresh legs in this, you know.
One not knowing it.
Right.
Just instinctively.
Or maybe going he did. He's just trying to take credit and trying to get it, you know, say it a different way. You know, people try to steal, you know, all the time. But
I'm proud of you, bro.
Mark may want to comment on Chad's medical condition.
No, I'm gonna leave it. Just but I'll tell you what, this ear still will stop up.
And whose fault is that?
Chad Hidalgo.
Listener.
Listener.
Marlon Wallen, I'm ready to watch y'all come across the finish line. Team Tangy sideline support on this one.
I wonder if he's seen the forecast.
Marlon
Marlon's hamstrings.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. He did try to run Wednesday night, I think.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's probably not prepared for a marathon at this stage.
And then it was just Dustin and Marnie and Tara Davis all were just wishing everybody good luck.
Yeah. So thank you to our loyal Tangy Running Club folks giving us some Facebook feedback and filling in some time this week. But yeah, I think everybody's going to do fine. I was at the Wednesday night run. And afterwards, we went to Mariners and just kind of was standing around talking to both Matthew and Aaron, who are going to be first-time marathoners. And it seemed like Matthew, the only thing he said he was very concerned about was the weather. Well, he's going to get terrible, potentially terrible weather. And Aaron, he seemed, you know, he said about as much as he always does about it. So just taking it in, and I think they're just hoping to go out and have a good first, fun first marathon.
One good thing about it, they do an excellent job there. That's, I mean, the only other two that I've done would be that Baton Rouge Beach Marathon, which was fine, and the St. Jude, which was really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know really what they could do better.
Yeah.
The Louisiana Marathon. I mean, everything is, unless they could somehow put a dome around
if they could get that weather
the party
a little bit warmer.
But I don't know. I hate to miss it because it's fun, but I'm just not I'm physically not up to it this year.
Yeah. The one other news thing about it, though, is they did post a course change.
That, I saw that, yeah.
Because of the interstate construction, I guess that's
we go through there a lot with work.
Yeah, they are doing a lot.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
But and they're just cutting out like the last little portion of the lakes, and you cut over on Lakeshore Drive and meet back up with Dalrymple, I guess, farther down where you skip the construction.
Yeah.
And I hate that, you know, especially first time runners will miss parts of the lake, but you still are going to get the fun parts of the lake right where you turn on there. There's usually a huge crowd on, I forget the name of that street, but yeah, you still get the better portion of the lake, still several miles along it. But yeah, that was the one bit of news I saw about race day coming up. I don't ever really look at the map very much. I just follow the signs.
There's usually plenty of people ahead of me.
Yeah.
Shouldn't get, if I get lost in a situation like that, then y'all may need to retire me. Y'all could start back with the age stuff.
Yeah. So Louisiana Marathon, I was looking forward to it more when the forecast was about 50 degrees, but now that it's about 30, looking forward to it a little bit less. My race goal this year is a little bit slower than it has been in years past, and really just was kind of shooting for a personal best and also trying to run the time that I would need to qualify for Boston next year, or actually this year now, in after mid-September. So trying to go out and run 3:20, and I would rather do that a little bit warmer. But the biggest thing is, if there's no wind, I can handle 30 degrees. If there's wind like there was 2 years ago, no thank you.
Because what is it out here now? It's in the...
It's 39 right now, I think.
Oh, I thought it was... Because it was 34 when I left the house.
Because I think the year that it was so cold, it was like the temperatures may have been in the 30s, but the 17-mile-an-hour wind made the wind chill 25.
Yeah.
I really don't want to run in that again.
Yeah, that's
tough. I really don't. No.
And I definitely don't want to stand around and wait for you in it.
Because this may be one of those years that if I'm on pace and feel good at the 8-mile mark or wherever you make the turnaround, I just don't. I'm not looking forward to 3 or 4 hours in 3-4 hours.
I think it's a little farther. You talking about for the half?
Is it? Where is the turnaround?
Right in, right in front of Miss Spade's house.
Oh, what mile marker, Mark?
I don't know. It's Miss Spade's house.
I was thinking.
I mean, it's right in front of her house.
How far would you think you ran back to get to the Capitol from there?
2 miles, maybe.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was a little closer.
All right. Well, that's fine. I mean, if I get to that point and I'm just freezing through.
Hey, if you see Miss Spade's house,
okay,
take a left.
You want to describe it for our listeners? Because I have no idea what it looks like. That's the only thing I'm really dreading. I do really look forward to being out there and seeing the Tangi Run Club. We are going to have a spot on Run Club Row, which is a spot by the finish chute where everybody can kind of congregate. So I'm looking forward to everybody having a place to kind of gather, a place to gather before the race to take a picture, unless everybody's just trying to stay warm.
Jay, you planning on going?
I mean, I planned on it.
But I mean, y'all can sit in the car most of the time with the heater on.
Well, that's kind of freaky, don't you think?
Yeah, I would really like to be there. You know, seeing somebody finish for the first time, you know, watching Jay finish and all, that's good and stuff. You know, especially if he's, you know, gonna, you know, PR or something, that's fun. But I'd like to see Aaron and Matthew, those guys, you know, running a marathon for the first time. You know, it's fun to watch them finish on something like that. But I'd like to, but, you know, we'll see.
Let me know. We'll play it by ear.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see.
It'll be a game day decision on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the only other thing is that I made a rookie mistake yesterday. Jason and I went out for our long run, and I wore a new pair of shoes. And
Did you have the correct shirt on?
I did have I had a correct shirt on.
Okay.
But
that's always big.
I guess my hubris finally caught up with me. I felt a little tweak yesterday, but waking up this morning, I think I felt okay.
Where did you feel that little
tweak? In my groin. It was in my groin.
Sure you want to go with little tweak?
I felt my groin yesterday. But I don't know. It was kind of weird because I said something about it before, but I guess in my head, I don't really think about 10 miles as that long of a run anymore. And I've worn Hoka Cliftons. Like, I've gone on a longer run with those before on a first time and not really had an issue. But I don't know. When I was walking around this morning, I didn't really feel my groin anymore, you know, that much. So I think by about a week from now.
That would have looked strange walking through the neighborhood.
About a week from now, I think I'll be fine. And that's another one of those things that it's the last week of marathon training. I needed to rest it up anyway. And so it's probably not such a bad thing.
And you said a 10-mile run is not long. Do you? A 10-mile run is what convinced me not to do the.
Well, I mean, I don't
the Louisiana long, half
I
this year.
I don't consider it to be that long anymore. Not long enough that, you know, I would hurt myself just from wearing a new pair of shoes. But I think probably I just need a week off from it, and I may go out Thursday and Friday, test it out. But at this point, all the training is kind of in the bag. And it's another one of those things where it's nice that Louisiana Marathon, you do get to that a little bit farther out stage, and you can make a decision to turn around if you want to. So if I get out there and it ends up being where it's hurting a little bit, then, you know, just turn it into a half and move along. But
the half there is great. I've never done the full there. Really,
yeah, and that really, that part of the full, you're getting into some of the less interesting sections, running out towards Goodwood, and it's a lot of residential stuff. But I think I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be ready for the marathon next weekend. And I don't know how much I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it just depends on the weather. And really, like I said, it really doesn't necessarily depend so much on that temperature as it depends on the wind. Like if it is cold and windy, then I will be dreading it a little bit. If it's just cold, I actually don't mind running in that so much. It's more just getting out of the car and getting started. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
But I hope for everybody's sake that's running it a first time that they get some decent weather out there, that we get a better forecast. But I can't really control that. It's in Baton Rouge. It's outside of my jurisdiction. I can't really make any calls about the weather.
That was a smooth move there. Very polished politician.
I'm making my bid for governor of running. Governor of running for Louisiana. Well, I think that's all I really have to add. I think I'm in shape to do what I want to do. If get decent conditions, it just depends on, again, the weather and making sure my leg feels healthy later in the week. Jay, you got anything to add?
No, just good luck to everybody. You know. They put in the work.
Here, a lot of these guys y'all talk about, I haven't met yet.
Or you don't remember meeting them at the Wednesday night run because you're so old.
That could be it. You know, that could be it. But anyway, it's wish them all luck, and it's a great place to have a run, so they should enjoy it.
Yeah, you've actually interviewed Matthew.
Yeah, you did. On North Shore Half Day, he was with Brogan.
I remember Matthew, but I mean some of these
other
people.
You actually interviewed Aaron.
Yeah.
Both of them at North Shore Half.
Okay, well, I remember Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron? Yeah, sure.
Because Aaron. On the recording, I think you were saying, Eric?
Yeah.
So now I'm hard of hearing. Another old.
So go back and listen to the North Shore Half episode.
I must have one of those Mucinex in my ears. Thanks, Chad.
Go back and listen to the North Shore Half episode. Maybe you'll remember them. But yeah, good luck to everybody. And next week, because I'll be at the marathon, I'm not sure we'll get an episode out, but the following week we'll probably have a recap and that sort of thing. So until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.